Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
What is up, everybody? Everyone's talking about it. The NAR, National Association of Realtors, settlement regarding the commission lawsuit. And it's a lot of doom and gloom out there. But guys, I'm here to tell you, I've come up with seven positives. That's right, seven things that are absolutely wonderful about the settlement. And look, this is not just plucky optimism. Hey, everybody, Mike Ferrante with Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, located here in Cleveland, Greater Cleveland, Northeast Ohio. We go all the way down to Columbus. If you are interested in getting in touch with me, go to 21mike.com. or Mike at 21mike.com. And we do this training every Tuesday. I say we. It's not just me and the mouse in my pocket. I've actually got Tony Geraci, broker owner of Homestar, with us. Tony, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for the invite every week.
Yeah, we have fun.
Yeah.
So we have a really good topic today, Tony. But, you know, I know that people are always amazed when I give out your cell phone number on these trainings. But, you know, literally the best way to reach Tony, because that's all he does, is work with agents, talking to agents about what we do here in Ohio and at Homestar, and, you know, helping agents with production solve problems. And, you know, you can hit him up by text. That's the best way to reach Tony for an appointment. It's 216-374-1269, 23 hours a day, right, Tony? You sleep 1 hour.
Almost. My phone does go off in the middle of the night. I got to shut it off sometimes. Sometimes I forget.
Right. Well, thank you for being available, Tony. So again, let's dive right in, because I've got seven things I came up with, and I'm sure you'll expound on some of these. But doom and gloom, buyer's agency is going to be gone, a million realtors are going to get out of the business, commissions are going to get crushed, they don't need us anymore. I mean, we've been here. It's always something, right, Tony? When the internet came out, oh, the internet, they're not going to need us anymore. And then, you know, one thing after another. I don't think that's true. I think that there are changes, obviously, and the agents who adapt will thrive. And anytime there's a change, it's a great opportunity to take market share. I love to talk about 2008, which, if you've been in the business long enough or you've heard stories, 2008 was the year that the market crashed, the foreclosure crisis. Well, guess what year I got licensed? 2008. And so some people thought, boy, you're a moron for getting into the market at that time, getting your license at that time. But whenever there's a shift, whenever there's a change, it's always an opportunity to thrive and take market share, especially from those agents who don't adapt. And if some agents get out, great, you know, take that market share. This is just like those times, right? Right, Tony? I mean, it's an opportunity.
Oh, definitely. It's a big opportunity.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people are saying that, and agents are saying, yeah, sure, you're just saying that because you have a brokerage or you have a team and you don't want agents to be discouraged. But this is not just, like I said in the intro, plucky optimism. I mean, these are some real positives we're going to share. And I'm going to start with the very first one. So positive number one is that right in the ruling, right in the proposed ruling that still has to be approved, they're basically saying compensation is okay. Like, they still are allowing, in writing, in black and white, it says you still can offer buyer's agent commissions. So they're not going away, right, Tony? I mean, isn't that a huge takeaway?
Yeah, huge takeaway, and no amount. Sky's the limit.
That's right. So, you know, we'll get into this later, but when the market shifts to a buyer's market or a balanced market, what Tony said is so true. There is the possibility that we can negotiate for our dinner, as I've been saying. You know, hey, I don't want a TV dinner anymore. I want steak and lobster. So, you know, they haven't like put limits on us. They haven't said that we're not allowed to offer compensation. It just can't be offered in the MLS. Okay. So it's okay. It's approved. That's number one. That's a simple one. The second thing that I absolutely love, and we've actually checked with Ohio, where we're in Ohio, Tony and me and my team, we were asking them, hey, buyer's agreements, these have to be mandatory. What are you guys doing about this? They said, we have no immediate plans. Well, guess what? If you guys look at the NAR settlement, they're going to be mandatory. So what this means, no more sitting down with a buyer because we have to protect our interests, right? And we want buyers to be loyal to us. How many of you raise your hands if you've been crying for years? Buyers aren't loyal anymore. Now it's required. So I'm not going to sit down with a buyer and say, "Hey, by the way, here's my buyer's agreement." And they're not going to look at me and say, "Gee, Mike, I've never seen one of these before. No one else is asking me to sign one of these." Now we will all use them, just like we do with sellers. Tony, huge positive, right?
It's so big. I think it's so big that it's across the board because this is going to really help buyers' agents earn more money.
And protect their time. Who here loves running a buyer for 6 months only to have them tell you, "Oh, I walked into an open house and wrote an offer with the agent at the open house." Now at least they'll think twice about that because everyone's going to have, if they want to be represented, they have to have a buyer's agreement with a licensed agent or broker. So I don't know, save your questions for the end, guys, but I've not been able to poke holes in any of these positives. I'd love to hear your input. I see a couple of my friends on. West Side Mike is on. I can't wait to hear his thoughts. But anyway, number three, compensation can still be published, just not in the MLS. Now we're still waiting to learn how to do that. Some people are saying, well, hey, let's just put it in ShowingTime or whatever showing service you offer. I would argue, Tony, that I could put a sign in the yard that says seller offering X. I mean, the ruling doesn't say I can't do that.
Yeah, that's all going to play out. And also, I've seen some funny realtor memes of like putting it in the description. Like, this is the perfect home for six plus people,
Yeah.
and
A
putting in
cent,
there.
not
But,
a century home. It's a,
right.
right.
But I
Yeah.
think, again, as far as I know, at least minimum, you can't stop someone from calling the other agent and or texting or emailing. So I think a lot of listing agents are going to get a lot of calls and texts. Hey, are you offering anything? So that I don't see that's not going to change.
Yeah. But the, as written right now, the rule is it can't be published in the MLS. Okay, it's an inconvenience. That's one of my negatives that we'll talk about next week. It's an inconvenience for sure. I mean, come on, guys, let us publish it in the MLS. What's the big deal? But that's the way it reads. So it can't be published in the MLS, but still could be published. By the way, I read something that said that if it's your listing on your website, you can publish cooperating agent, buyer agent commissions. Okay, so again, don't double check anything we're saying today. Like Tony said, this will all play out. But what I read was that if it's on my website or my company website, I can publish cooperating agent commissions on my website. Check with your broker or owner or your attorney, please. Number four, Tony, I love this one. I got thinking about this. Number four is compensation will now be more transparent. Here's what I mean. One of the plaintiffs' big issues was transparency. You guys have propagated myths about commissions, standard commissions, or typical commissions. We want you to be more transparent. I agree. And so, how many of you guys during this seller's market have been complaining? Oh, these listing agents are so greedy. They're taking this big commission and giving me this little bit. Well, now that's going to be very transparent. Okay. It could be zero that they're offering. But now they're going to have to explain more clearly to sellers what they're doing with that commission, how that's going to be split, what the listing side is, what the buyer's agent side, if any. Isn't that good? Isn't that a good thing? Now there's no more smoke and mirrors where agents are not telling sellers exactly what's going on. I think this is huge, Tony.
I agree too. No, both sides. If my feeling is, if a seller has a right to know how much the buyer they're paying, the buyer should get to know how much the seller is paying in total commission. If it's concern of how much the house is worth, and that I think it should be 100% transparent with everybody.
Interesting side note, Tony, we've been doing this for years, right?
Yep, and basically, it's funny that some places don't do that. They don't want anybody else to know what's this, what's that, and we've never done that with our company. I'm sure there's cases where people didn't know, but we didn't say we don't tell the buyer what your listing commission is or that. We never practice things like that.
Right. What we all, so if those of you who are scratching your head saying, what are you talking about? Our listing agreement has two blanks where it's very clearly spelled out who gets what. We've never tried to hide it or, you know, the smoke and mirrors type thing. It's always been very transparent. And so for us, no real change. We're going to keep explaining to people, here's what we get, here's what we're offering, if anything.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike Team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. The 21 Mike Team is the number one team globally for Century 21. Ohio realtors, we are looking for more great agents. Set up a confidential appointment with Mike. Just email mike@21mike.com.
All right, number five. One of the big things they, the plaintiffs, were trying to stop was steering by agents. And we all know steering is bad. We learned that in our first day of real estate school. Now, what I'm going to say here is there's going to be a different kind of steering, and it's going to be steering by buyers. So I'm going to use an extreme example, Tony, VA buyers. There's going to be some VA buyers out there who want representation. They don't want to have to go it on their own. They want a professional to help them. But you and I both know that one of the things in a VA loan is they are not allowed to pay buyer agent fees. They're not allowed to pay anything. It's right in the VA paperwork. So imagine now you have a VA buyer who's looking at homes and they've signed a buyer agreement with you, and now they have to pay you as a buyer's agent because no cooperating commission is offered. Don't you think the VA buyer is going to say, I don't want to go see that house. What am I going to do? And the buyer will steer away from that house. I'm not saying agents are going to say, well, you're not paying enough. I'm not going to show you that house. It's going to be the buyers steering away from those houses. Don't you agree, Tony?
Oh, definitely. I just hope there's one thing I hope for listing agents. I hope for sellers that they're not going to say a blanket statement to their listing agent, I am not going to pay a buyer's agent no matter what. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope none of our agents ever take a listing like that. Hear them out. Let's see what the whole offer is. And so VA, we don't have to steer anybody, or the buyers don't have to steer. Like I said, VA say, if you call up, I want to see these 10 houses, but call them all up. And if they're not offering you to pay you as my agent, because I can't pay you, I can't see those houses. And I hope when we make those type of calls as buyers agents, there's not listing agents on the other side going, my seller absolutely refuses to pay anything without even seeing an offer and seeing the whole package.
That's right. What if my offer is $10,000 higher than the next one? And that even with paying a buyer's agent fee, you know, paying the buyer's agent agency fee on behalf of the buyer, that still makes us the highest net offer. You're saying you wouldn't consider our offer? That's a whole nother can of worms to unpack here. But the bottom line is that there are going to be buyers who are working with buyer agents with signed agency agreements who are going to say, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. That's number five. Number six, Tony, at least for the foreseeable future, I think that open houses are going to be off the hook crazy good. Okay, so if you're not doing open houses, start. And if you're doing them, double down. Because think about it. Right now, there's this time of transition. Some buyers are going to be confused by the buyer's agency thing. I'm not signing right now. Let me just go to an open house. Let me just contact the listing agent directly. So do open houses. You guys want more business? Do open houses. You're going to have a flood. I think you're going to have a flood through the doors.
Oh, definitely. Example, if you have a hot listing and you as a listing agent are live way on the other side of town or in another city, you're going to push for open houses, because if all of a sudden there is more activity of buyers trying to get a hold of you directly and not going through buyers agents because they're confused, they shouldn't, in my opinion, but if they're confused, you're not going to drive out there every other day for showings, and you're not going to drive 45 minutes, an hour to show a buyer to get there, and then 5 minutes before they cancel on you and you drove all the way out there, you know, those type of things. So I think, like you said, Mike, I think we're going to see more open houses, so you could kind of more of a cattle call.
And they're going to be more productive. Number seven, Tony, I just thought of this one last night. I was having a conversation with a teammate, and, you know, one of our frustrations for years are the time waster buyers. Okay. And again, I'm not trying to make it sound like all buyers are bad. That's not what I'm saying. But we've had buyers over the years, and I'm sure all of you, if you've been in the business for any amount of time, can think about one, two, 10 buyers you had that ran you around, wouldn't sign a buyer's agreement if you were even using them at the time, and had no loyalty to you. And at the end of the day, ended up being a drain on your resources. So number seven for me is that these mandatory buyer's agency agreements are going to help us weed out the buyers that aren't a good fit for us. Okay, so I'm not saying they're bad people if they don't sign with you. All I'm saying is that now, when you have that conversation and you convey your value to that buyer and they say, "No, I don't want to sign with you," guess what? You just dodged a bullet, probably. That person wasn't a good fit for you, and you just saved hours, days, weeks, possibly months of your time.
Exactly. Nope, I agree with you 100% on that.
So, Tony, I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna open it up here to questions here in a couple minutes. I encourage everyone who's watching this, if you're watching it on YouTube, I didn't give my smash the subscribe button little plug there. But please drop your comments. I'd like to hear. I mean, look, I'm not saying there's no negatives,
Right.
but these are the positives.
But I'm going to not to push people to my video, Mike, and steal some people, but
Please.
I'm going to do one about how buyer's agents are going to make more money and how listing sellers are going to pay higher commissions. That's my video. Go back to one of your videos, Mike. I mean, maybe you find one that explains that we did how to accept multiple offers. And how to get your buyers approved for multiple offers. What was it? Pay for your seller's agent, pay for their closing costs, pay for your sellers, let them live there. All of those things that we said to do is multiple offers for buyers to get a listing, it will someday reverse. Basically, what's going to happen someday, hopefully in my lifetime, is that we're going to have a buyer and there's going to be 10 houses for sale, like 10 multiple offers. And we, as buyer's agents, are going to call all 10 and go, "I can't decide. It's a three bedroom, one and a half bath bungalow, and there's 10. I like them all. They're about the same, all same price. Which one should I buy? Let me call them all for you, Mr. or Mrs. Buyer. I'm going to call all of them, see who's going to pay me, your agent, the most, who's going to pay your closing costs, who's going to leave their tractor in the garage, who's going to paint the house for you, and it's going to flip. And agents, buyers, agent, in my opinion, are going to make more money. One of my main things, and sorry, I don't want to take too much time of this, is that I feel strongly that we have been letting the sellers tell us, as buyers, agents, what we're going to get paid. And that's how we've been doing it, in my opinion, protecting the seller. Mr. and Mrs. Seller, you don't have to pay more than this. And most agents didn't know that we could have always, excuse me, asked for more money. We could have asked the seller to pay more commission. It wasn't illegal, it wasn't unethical, but what was in the MLS was just a benchmark. We could have asked for more. We never did. We never did because we just thought it might be unethical. Now the sellers are saying, in my opinion, the wrong way, saying, "Now it's up to the buyer's agent. How much are you worth?" And buyer's agents are going to start raising their commissions. What's going to happen is I'm going, just example, I'm going to have be a buyer's agent and come to you, Mike, and go, "Hey, Mike, by the way, I have a buyer agreement with my buyer. I'm throwing out a number. By the way, I'm presenting an offer. Your house has been sitting for 6 months. I got the buyer, but I'm going to be asking for 4.5% commission." Like, Mike's going to be like, "4.5%? That's way too much." I'm like, "No, let me explain why. I've been working with these people for 2 years. I started at 2%, but now because I've worked with them for 2 years, I have an agreement with them. I'm over 50 houses, 20 offers, and now they have to make sure I get paid either by them or by the seller or a combination, 4.5%. But we're going to work it in the price." And all of a sudden, sellers, in my opinion, are going to get to the point where they're paying more. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I'm paying 8% now for a sale because," and now the buyer's agents get to have a little more control. "Do you want my buyer? I have an agreement with them. I'm going to make more money because I spent more time, more resources, more offers." So I really think this can turn around more, better for the buyers and the long run with agreements when it turns into a buyer's market. And there's gonna be listings that the seller, in my opinion, is going to pay more than what they normally would have paid, because now they have the buyers, and the buyer's agents are going to come to the table saying, "I want you to pay this," when before the seller was saying, "I'm going to pay you this." I don't know if you agree with any of that possible scenario, Mike.
I do. I saw Fred had something in the chat. We're gonna wrap this up and take questions and address these comments. But the bottom line is that markets change. Just like in my lifetime from 2008 to 2012, it was an incredible buyer's market. Sellers would have given anything to be able to sell their homes. And that wasn't that long ago. I know some of the younger agents are like, "Gee, Mike, you're old." But honestly, markets change. Things that recessions and boom markets, things will change. And when they change, that's when things adjust. So I'm referencing different things I've read. Guys, stay up on the news. Don't believe all the doom and gloom that you hear. Agents that are posting random things saying, "Oh, buyer's agency is dead," or, "This is happening," or, "That is happening." Don't panic, because there's a reality underneath all of this, and it's not all bad. All right, so that's the message I want you all to hear today. We're going to wrap it up here. By the way, guys, please drop your comments, stay for questions. We're going to do a little Q&A comments, and really happy you're all here today. And if you want to get a hold of me, it's mike@21mike.com.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, everyone.
We hope you enjoyed free beer and real estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.